This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Jamie, I'm looking something up on your behalf.
Okay, what is it?
Copper water bottles.
Yeah, I bought one. Okay, so let me tell you something. I am a trend follower, okay?
You are.
I am. So the first water bottle I bought was the, yeah.
Some people call that a sucker.
I am that. Okay. I have it written on my forehead.
Yeah, I'm not calling you names.
No,
I'm
I totally am, because I get the ads on my phone, and I'm like, well, that looks cool. Anyway, so I have three different water bottles that I've purchased that are supposed to be better than your average bear, okay?
Everybody is carrying water bottles,
yes,
okay?
Yes, right, yeah. And so I'm on a water kick right now.
Gotcha.
So the first one I bought, it inserts like hydrogen into the water. You push this button and it like supposedly like puts hydrogen or something into the water, right? Well, it seemed a little weird. I don't know, like it had been used before or something.
So does it turn it into like seltzer water?
No.
It doesn't put a fizz into it?
No. It puts like hydrogen or something in it.
All right.
No, it's not like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
those flavors.
We have a machine at home. My wife bought it. We'd never use it.
Yeah, it'll make soda and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, it's some button you push. I don't know what it does. Anyway, but it seemed like somebody had used it, so I need to return it. I have not. It's in my pantry, but I got it 2 years ago. And so that's probably expired, the return thing. And then what was the second one I got? Remember?
The UV light.
Oh, the UV light. So it kills all the germs and stuff. But then my kid told me something bad about it. I forgot what that was.
Yeah.
But it was something about that. I don't remember. And so that one is also in my pantry. But this one.
All right, here we go.
One is going to be the one.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. So I bought. It hasn't arrived yet, but it's on its way. It's shipped because I got the email. It's a copper water bottle.
Okay.
What?
Now, have you looked into the copper water bottle and what's being said about it?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Okay.
It adds minerals automatically because copper, right? So it adds copper to it. Now, the one bad thing that somebody wrote in the reviews and stuff is it says that you can't put anything acidic in it because it'll tarnish it, right?
Okay.
But then the directions to clean it are to use vinegar and baking soda, and somebody's like, that's acidic, the vinegar is.
Yeah.
So you can't put anything acidic in it, but you can clean it like that. And they're like, well, it takes a while. And then somebody said, I bought one and it tarnished and I am drinking tarnished water.
So, Well, I did some investigation
okay.
for you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you're like me sometimes. We read the headline.
Well, and I got the free goblet, and that's a $34 value.
Oh, so they threw something in there for you.
Yeah.
Gift.
So my water bottle was $154.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But I got the free drinking glass.
But so, if it's healthy for you, maybe worth it, okay?
Yeah, $54.
Mine was only $40. It holds a whole gallon of water.
It does hold a whole lot. But you're drinking out of plastic. I don't want to drink out of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, ha ha.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at water bottles right now. Now, I'm going to give you two or three different angles.
But
here,
I don't want plastic.
I'm not doing plastic. Okay. I'm looking at copper, 100% copper bottles.
Okay.
They average anywhere between $40 and $80, okay, on here. Now, I know you paid $100
and maybe I got two. Maybe it came buy one, get one
free. Here's the first thing it says. To your credit, first thing it says, drinking water stored in copper bottles, water bottles, may offer potential benefits like antibacterial.
Nice. Okay. Forget about the tarnish.
Which could aid in your digestion.
Nice. Yeah. I love aiding in my digestion.
Yep. Oh, you're going to be passing food like crazy.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
Now, here's the downside. The only downside. But it's crucial to be aware there are potential risks like the toxins of copper that could enter your water.
Wait.
Okay.
Toxins. Of copper?
Yeah.
Or just the water in general has toxins?
Well, I think the water with the tarnish and the stuff you're talking about is probably considered toxins.
But water in water bottles can get toxic
water
anyway.
In general,
I got sick.
They don't say that tarnish or anything. They just say that just be aware of there is toxins in copper bottles with the water. Okay. Just be careful with that. Now, I also looked up what is the absolute best water bottles to drink from.
Wait, hold on. There is something called copper toxicity, and I'm reading it now. It says it occurs when the body accumulates excessive amounts of copper. Let's see here. Ingredients, ingestion of large amounts of copper, like in shellfish, liver, chocolate, water bottles. It also, what does it say? Oh, vomiting, nausea, abdominal pain, right. Liver damage, kidney damage. This is going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you drink that entire bottle of water, it's like you ate an octopus.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's really good for
but
you.
But it's antibacterial.
Yeah.
Liver cirrhosis? Oh, dear God.
Oh, you'll be fine, Jamie. Okay. What are the odds it happens to you
exactly.
Of all people?
Exactly, yeah,
right?
Okay.
Now, I did see this, the healthiest water bottle to drink from. Any guesses?
Is it plastic?
Nope.
Is it the Stanley?
Is it like a brand?
Stainless steel.
Ah.
The absolute healthiest by far.
Really?
According to this report.
Is stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Let me get online.
Yeah.
let me see what Amazon's got to.
We got another
really?
Bottle coming.
Yeah.
Because I like the copper because they said it keeps it cool, but I bet stainless steel does too.
Yeah, I bet it does. Mm. I'm just giving you the feedback, Jamie. I'm not trying to deter you from ordering this copper because you've already done it. But yeah. I don't want to put a bad thought in your head. I'm just giving you the details.
Well, no, I'm worried about cirrhosis of my liver. Like, I need that in my life.
No, you don't need that.
No, I need help with that, not like something adding to it.
You're like me over the years. We've done enough to the liver.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
We don't need that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, if you're going to tear up your liver, at least get drunk, right?
Yeah, or have some Tylenol.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right. Instead of just water.
Yeah.
Not
wow.
worth that,
well,
right?
Let's see how much a stainless steel water bottle is. They are Stanleys.
Yeah, Stanley does make stainless steel water bottles.
Yeah. Oh, it's only 30. All right, I'm ordering it.
All right, there you go.
Add to cart. Oh, it's right now today.
Yeah.
A limited time deal, 25% off. It's only $33.
Wow.
That's Jesus. And I mentioned that a lot of people, obviously we all know that, a lot of people are carrying around your water bottle, right? They say the worst is plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic.
Those microplastics that get in there.
I don't know what it is, but it's bad for you.
And here's the funny part. Have you seen those TikTok videos where men are making fun of their wives?
Yes.
They get the Home Depot bucket and they cover it with Stanley.
With trash cans.
Yeah, and they get a huge straw somehow. They make one. and their wives aren't paying attention. And they're like, what? I have a new water bottle. Because it is ridiculous. Like people like Schmidl carrying that 2-gallon water.
I agree.
Right? You can just carry a normal size and just fill it up.
I can't count. So I just need to have the one water bottle so that I can hit a gallon every day. And then I just have to drink one water bottle. I don't have to count how many bottles of water I'm drinking.
It's just math.
It's hard. Math is hard.
Come on.
I can't do it.
I never jumped into the water bottle thing.
I know. No. It's teach us on.
I don't
care. I'm on my journey.
I get you, Jamie.
Remember.
But no.
Journey of a cirrhosis of the liver, apparently.
I hope you know that I brought up the copper thing to help you out. I wasn't here to shame you in any way.
Well, then why didn't they say that in the infomercial?
I don't know.
It might cause cirrhosis of my liver.
I don't know, but I guess there are toxins that come along with copper.
Well,
and
then
that's the
all
morning.
Those, okay, so then all those people that get, what's that, the mule muscle? Moscow Mule. Isn't that served in copper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not copper only tins. Are you, that's double whammy right there.
Yeah.
I do love a good Moscow Mule, though.
Those things. But
think about it. It's alcohol and copper.
Yeah. It's a double whammy.
It's out to kill you. A couple of those babies, and you're gone.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.